Hello, my name is Chris, and I'm calling from Opinion Research on behalf of our client, a national public opinion research firm. I would like to ask a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation, state, and local communities. May I speak with Tania Cosio?
Yeah.
Hello, good evening. And let's see. In which of the following states are you registered to vote? Arizona, California, Georgia, Illinois, Maryland, Michigan, Nevada, New York, North Carolina, Pennsylvania.
New York.
New York. Thank you. What racial or ethnic group do you identify with most?
Latina.
Thank you. And just to make sure that we're talking to people of all ages, in what year were you born?
75.
75. Thank you. And we know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in November's election for president, Congress, and other offices? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances
50-50? Almost certain.
Thank you. And if you had to pick, what would you say is the most important issue facing the country right now?
Reproductive rights.
Reproductive rights. Thank you very much. Now, thinking back to the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump? Or like many people, did you skip that one?
Biden.
Thank you. And thinking again about this November's election, if the election for president were held today, would you be voting for independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, or Democrat Joe Biden?
Biden.
Thank you. Now, some people feel more certain about who they plan to vote for, while others are still considering their options. Regardless of who you plan to vote for, please tell me how likely are you to vote for the following candidates using a scale from 0 to 100. 0 means that there is no chance you would vote for them, and 100 means that you would definitely vote for them. The first one is Joe Biden.
Well, 75.
And the next one is Donald Trump.
0.
Thank you. Now, thinking about the election this November, if the election for Congress were held today, would you be voting for the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate in your district?
Democratic.
And if the election for U.S. Senate were held today, would you be voting for Democrat Kirsten Gillibrand or Republican Mike Sapercon?
Democrat.
Thank you. And who do you trust the most, or who do you trust more when it comes to the issue of immigration? Donald Trump and the Republican Party or Joe Biden and the Democratic Party?
Neither. I mean, I guess the Democratic Party.
And would you have a scale if that helps? We have trust Joe Biden in the Democratic Party much more, or trust Joe Biden in the Democratic Party somewhat more?
Yeah, somewhat more.
Thank you. Now, please indicate whether you strongly disagree, somewhat agree, or strongly agree with the following statements. President Biden should prioritize work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants.
Strongly agree.
Thank you. The next one is, President Biden should prioritize authorizing work permits for undocumented immigrants so they can work essential jobs and contribute to the economy.
Strongly agree.
President Biden should prioritize protecting undocumented immigrants from being targeted in deportation raids.
I strongly agree.
And finally for this list, we have President Biden should prioritize keeping families together by ensuring that undocumented immigrants are not separated from their children and spouses who
strongly
are American.
Agree.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of statements about different kinds of immigrants. For each, tell me whether you agree or disagree that the president should take action to protect them. And we're going to use the same scale. The first one is, President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants who pass a background check and have been living and working in the United States for over 10 years.
Strongly agree.
Thank you. The next one is, President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and are married to American citizens.
Strongly agree.
President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, who pass a background check and cannot safely return to their home countries due to war, natural disaster.
Strongly agree.
Thank you. And the last one for the list is President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have been living in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and work essential jobs as farm workers.
Strongly agree.
Thank you very much. Now, please tell me whether President Biden enacting each of the following programs related to immigration reform would make you less or more likely to vote in the 2024 election. A program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions. Much more likely or somewhat more likely?
Much more likely.
Thank you. The next one is a program that grants work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions to relieve pressures on cities and states experiencing
much
an increase.
More.
Thank you. The next one is a program that keeps family together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, are protected from deportation.
Much more.
Then we have a program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
Much more.
Then we have a program that keeps families together by ensuring that undocumented farm workers, most of whom have worked in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation.
Much more.
And then we have a program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation.
Much more.
Thank you. A program that grants work permits to undocumented farm workers, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, so they can continue to work essential jobs and
much
contribute.
More.
Thank you very much. Now, well, first I want to thank you for your time. We still have a few more questions to go, but we're at the finish line already. Now, please indicate if you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned about each of the following. Joe Biden and Democrats have failed to deliver an earned pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants who have lived in the U.S. for over a decade.
I'm very concerned.
Thank you. Joe Biden and Democrats make promises about immigration reform during the campaign, but always fail to deliver once they have won.
What was the scale again?
Very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned.
Somewhat concerned.
Thank you. Then we have Donald Trump and the Republicans have proposed extreme immigration measures like getting rid of asylum, internment camps near the border, and massive raids to deport millions of migrants.
I'm very concerned about that.
Thank you. The next one is Donald Trump and Republicans believe chaos on the border benefits them politically. So they killed
a
bipartisan.
Absolutely. Yes.
Is it very
concerned? I'm very concerned. Yes.
Thank you. And the last one on the list is Donald Trump and Republicans use racist stereotypes about Hispanics as a way to scare and divide voters, leading to more hate in our community.
Oh, they totally do that. I'm very concerned.
Thank you very much. Now I'm going to read you the different approaches to former President Trump and President Biden have proposed when it comes to immigration, and I would like you, for you to tell me which approach comes closer to your own view, even if neither is exactly right. The first one is Donald Trump says we must shut down the border and conduct massive raids to report all undocumented immigrants, no matter how long they have been in this country. Or Joe Biden says we must create an orderly and secure process at the border and protect immigrants who have lived in this country for many years or decades. The Biden one. And is that a somewhat closer approach or Biden approaches much more closer to your opinion?
Yes.
Thank you. Much closer?
Yes.
Thank
much,
you.
Much closer.
Thank you. Now, and after hearing some more information, let me ask you again about this November's election. If the election for president were held today, would you be voting for independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, or Democrat Joe Biden?
Biden.
Thank you. And as best as you can, do you personally know anyone who is undocumented or in this country without papers?
Yes.
And is that, what is your relationship to them? Are they your friend, coworker, family member, or acquaintance?
Well, they used to be family members, but also friends, mm-hmm. and also I'm a doctor, so my patients.
Okay. So how should I record it? Because we have, yes, a friend, yes, a family, yes, an acquaintance, or
yes.
All three?
Mm-hmm. Yes, please, all three.
Okay, thank you. Now, in a typical week, do you use any of the following sources to get your news and information? The OAN or OAMM, Newsmax? Is it TikTok, Univision,
no.
or Telemundo?
No.
Was it TikTok you said?
No.
Oh, okay.
I don't use any of them. I read the New York Times. That's all I do.
Okay. Let me see what we can do for that one. But we still have MSNBC and CNN or other major news network. WhatsApp?
Yes, other major news network because that's the New York Times, right?
Okay. Yes, or channels or websites, is that?
Yes, website. Yes, because I don't watch the TV.
Thank you. Now we have WhatsApp.
Do I use WhatsApp for my news? Is that
for
the question?
News. Yes.
No.
Facebook?
No.
Instagram?
No.
YouTube?
No.
Fox News channel or website?
God, no.
Spanish language radio programs?
No.
Thank you very much. And finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. From which country or territory does your family trace their heritage?
Chile.
Thank you. Let me check over here.
South America.
South America. Okay. Thank you. Let's see. Oh. Then we have, were you born on the United States mainland, on the island of Puerto Rico, or in another country?
Another country.
Can you please specify?
Chile.
Chile, thank you. What language do you primarily speak in your home? Always Spanish, more Spanish than English, Spanish and English equally, more English than Spanish, always
more
English.
More English than Spanish.
More English than Spanish?
Yes.
Thank you. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican, Democrat, or what?
I think I would rather be a social Democrat, but I vote Democrat because they're the lesser evil.
So the other options that we have is independent or other?
Other.
Other, thank you. Now, do you think of yourself as closer to the Democratic or the Republican Party?
Democratic.
And thinking in political terms, would you say that you are a conservative, moderate, or liberal?
Liberal.
Thank you. And what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I have a doctorate.
Thank you. What is your religion, if any?
I'm an atheist.
Thank you. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
Tanya, T-A-N-I-A.
Thank you very much, and thank you for your time as well. Are you interested in participating in a follow-up research study? Participants in the research are compensated for their time in sharing their opinions in a more in-depth and open-ended way. Can we note that you are interested in a follow-up research study and that we may contact you in the future?
Yeah, sure.
Thank you very much. And with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your participation, and have a wonderful day.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Goodbye.